Tom Stone said the organization has committees that are looking at a variety of improvements, including murals for Main Street, beautification, special events, and communications. CAMS organized the Christmas tree light-up celebration that took place in early December. The event was described as a celebration that citizens could feel that they owned.
Sometimes we have these events, hey, everyone come and see our city, which obviously has a value to it. But this particular one was, hey, let's enjoy our Heber City. And the feeling that happened there when you start singing around the tree and it was lit, me personally and those around me felt that whole Norman Rockwell community feel.
Stone also said CAMS would like to create an additional event that would draw people to Heber that would express the identity of Heber. Stone emphasized the role of Main Street property owners.
And if I may be frank, the most important thing that happens in Community Alliance for Main Street is that we get the property owners involved, and then secondly, the business owners, and third, community. That's not to say that they're not important, but to have that business or that building look like something, that owner needs to take ownership. And so to have that particular person say, I want my building looks this way, and certainly the city can say, here's some ordinances or things we'd like you to do. But to have those particular people involved and having a say and talking about it, that is always the decision maker. Because at the root of CAMS is architecture.
Stone says CAMS will seek to paint pictures, both with words and with actual visual representation, to allow citizens to see the vision of CAMS and provide feedback. Stone illustrated one potential vision for Main Street at the meeting. He asked the question, what if the buildings had a turn-of-the-century feel to it, like the established bank block buildings and the tabernacle?
What if our theme was something like Heber City, our outdoor sports destination? Because sometimes we don't want to be so minutely described to something. One of the concepts and ideas that would let us be what we already are. First of all, we can build upon it. We have some in the valley, there's Nordic events, maybe even fishing tournaments. Of course, we already have the baseball teams coming, but what if we actually had mountain bike races? The Tour of Utah comes through here already. We already have the Ragnar coming through.
Stone further described this potential vision.
What if we had a thriving economic corridor here that is walkable on Main Street, where in the old, yes, turn-of-the-century architecture, but it's state-of-the-art mountain bikes and state-of-the-art sports stores that are selling certain things on top of offices, on top of other varieties of things. And what if we had biking trails and walking trails through our city? What if a couple of them were actually dirt? And so you'd have a fun little outdoor trail that goes through as well as asphalt. I'm just painting pictures. I'm not saying that's what we're going to do yet. I'm just throwing some pictures out there to say, what if?
Stone realizes that the entirety of the project could be daunting, but he hopes that they can get there one step at a time.
Let's start. We're going to start with a Christmas celebration and have people go, oh, that's what it feels like. And why don't we build a fire pit so that we can have a gathering place? I know it's still busy. We got some trucks going on. I get it. But let's see if we could get that to work. And why don't we think about putting a splash pad just far enough on Main Street, but on Main Street so that kids can still be safe. There's still a gathering place. And let's make a little bit of a bookend with our current park. And with this, two city-owned pieces of property where we can have maybe three blocks just to start, not saying we're not going to across the street, but we start somewhere. And so if I try and take this elephant all at once, we're going to continue to fail because that's been the problem in the past. So what I have loved is one step at a time.
You can find a link to the CAMS Facebook page on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.